Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okeh. Ethicist Randy Cohen is bringing his moral take on the news to the New York Times this week in a new project called The Moral of the Story. Moral issue number one this week is Madonna's attempt to adopt a little girl in Malawi. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Femi.
What are your new ethical angles on Madonna's adoption saga?
I was impressed that so many people felt, well, why doesn't she just give money to help children if she cares so much about children? And to me, the distinction is, it's a lovely thing if she does, but that's not an obligation just of people who want to adopt. Helping suffering children is an obligation of all of us. And I don't think anyone had made that point, at least in the things I'd read.
You raise a ton of questions and give no answers. Why?
No, you take that back. I think that's a pretty clear answer.
Okay. Well, let me take you through the answer.
Well, you really made him mad. And he's the ethicist guy.
He's all right. He's on the phone.
So
you
can
be
out of trouble. Okay. My ethical strictures. I can't send you to hell. You're thinking of the priest.
All right. So, Randy, let me give you a few examples. You talk about whether people should adopt locally rather than adopt internationally. Help those at home first.
Yes. I'm quite clear about that. That I say, while it's an admirable thing to adopt locally, the reason many people don't is because they can't. I believe if you read the whole piece, you'll find I'm quite clear in saying that while in the 18th century, it was felt that you had a much greater obligation to help those at home, that a more modern view is that our ethical obligations extend globally. I hope it was clear that I'm endorsing the latter view, since I don't wear a powdered wig and live in the 18th century.
Why do people
I wear a powdered wig, but that's between me and my therapist. Yeah.
Nice. See, I find this really interesting because I was fostered by a white family, so I have a lot of dilemmas with this story.
And I'll bet. Yeah,
many of
sure.
them you raised, and many you got many, many responses. Are you going to have a debate with over 200 people who message you back?
What I liked is I have a chance to respond to the points the readers make, but it's not a debate. I was impressed at how generous-spirited the tone of their comments, it's as if this were a problem we're all wrestling with together. We're all trying to sort it out. While we sometimes disagree, it was with such civility, such courtesy, as if we're working together to try to find a good approaches to these kind of problems. Not a debate at all, I think.
Randy, why do people view Madonna as more of a collector than a mom? What is it about her that makes people raise that question?
In my view, jealousy. She makes it easy to make fun of her since she is an essentially silly person. I think once you've changed your hair color the seventh or eighth time, people are allowed to mock you. But there's also a jealousy element in it, I think, that she's extremely glamorous. She's a self-made success. She's still a pop star at 50. We have to make fun of her. Otherwise, what will we do? Crawl into our, back into our beds and start weeping at the failures we've made of our own lives.
How are you picking your ethical issues to talk about in the news? Are you listening to people? Are you overhearing what they're talking about, Randy?
Well, you make it sound quite sinister. I believe there's some sort of court order they get against that sort of thing. Isn't that illegal if I, actually go into their houses?
You want to, though. I can hear that in your voice.
That's why we have those court orders. Sure. The task is always to try to pick a story that the readers will find interesting and that one is aware of what stories are particularly striking in the news and what at least your own friends and the people you know are caught up in.
Randy Cohen, author of the new Moral of the Story blog on the NewYorkTimes.com. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Take care.